call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full. I cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Well, again, no surprise, unfortunately. Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Obviously, automatically deleted. I did send a postcard today to Zadok because I was thinking about my young two ones lately. Walter yesterday and Zadok today because, you know, the thing that sits in my mind with Walter is I have this one picture of him with some chairs and some cloths and some tape around it, whatnot. What I saw in there was an engineer. And I wanted to know. I wonder if that's my Walter. I mean, if that's what he's become. You know? He may have gotten in front of his dad, you know? I never know. It's the kind of thing that I did. So I want to know. And then, of course, Zadok. Because, you know, in my mind, it's I had this 8-month-old child asleep on my chest, which is a delightful thing that I've done with all my kids, and I love it. Then take the sleepy baby, place him into a car seat, and I haven't seen him since. That's what sinks in my mind about Zadok. I want to know my Zadok. I know nothing about him except that little boy. A little baby. But 3 postcards in the mail today. One to Julia. You have been joyfully and fondly thought of by your dad this week. My girl, your dad loves you. Does she know? To Charlotte. I spent time with a 93-year-old and a 77-year-old this weekend. It is time to enjoy a 6-year-old. Are you willing? Love, Granddaddy. And of course, this is during a time when there was more positive conversation with Julia, and Julia's gone silent. And the 93-year-old is now a 94-year-old. And the third card to my wife. One of the greatest joys of my life is the mother of my kids. Happy Mother's Day. I love you, I love you, I love you. Your man. I love my wife. I love my kids. I think about the world that they're, you know, I went to the farmer's market today. You know, man needs his onions. And when I was there, a woman, older woman, older than us, you know, because the gentleman I deal with, he's 71. And the woman that showed up, I think, was older than both of us. But she never got out of the car. She was looking for something he didn't have at the time. But the conversation ensued and went on for a long time, and there was a lot of conversation about younger people don't do the canning and things of that nature that both of them talked about. You know, and I do think that one of the issues that I see is that I think the younger generation, a smaller percentage of the younger generation will get into their 60s to be anywhere near as healthy as I am than those of my generation. Because I do see people occasionally who are roughly my age and quite healthy. Of course, I see a lot of people who are roughly my age and not so healthy. Or people who are nowhere near my age and just terrible health. But I think it's definitely going downhill. And because I think of the deception that's happening. About health, I think of the way I have been deceived. And grateful that, again, I'm above average health. but, you know, because I wonder, you know, I saw a little more news on, there's a comment, and I don't know the veracity of this, because I did mention how UK sent a whole bunch of the armor-piercing bullets, the uranium tip bullets. And they arrived, and shortly after they arrived, the ammo dump that they arrived in was destroyed in a massive explosion. And apparently there is a radiation cloud maybe heading west. And I don't know if this is true or not. I don't know the veracity of the story, but I think that's ironic. Because my recollection is when the Chernobyl event occurred, that's in Ukraine, there was initially a radiation cloud, and a lot of it went to Northwest Europe and caused a lot of havoc, especially with the very young. And so in that case, it wasn't really self-inflicted. In this case, it may indeed be. I find that fascinating. And I did see some more. Apparently, there is maybe it's a helicopter coming to fire a Hellfire missile at me. Anyway, there seems to be more discussion of, you know, how the... Oh, I need to put that onto Kozlowska.org. Apparently, there's a... because I saw the video. Apparently, there's a woman in Ukraine who videoed the Patriot system firing off the missiles. You know, apparently, they fired off like 20. Oh, no, wait. It happened over 20. 20 in 2 minutes, something of that nature, 30 in 2 minutes, whatever it was. May was 30 in 2 minutes, because, you know, like it within a matter of 2 minutes, it was well over $100 million spent. So the taxpayer is going, and Raytheon or Lockheed, whoever it is, going, yeah. Anyway, it's just like when we fired them off into, or fired all the Tomahawk missiles, I believe it was, into Syria, you know, over this alleged chemical weapons thing that was a lie. But anyway, you know, all hail the power of the military-industrial complex. But this woman apparently videoed it with like her cell phone or whatever. And what she also caught was the hypersonic missile coming in and exploding right there at the Patriot system. And she has produced a video apologizing for videoing it. Because apparently she got in trouble for doing that. Which I find fascinating. You know, again, they shut down any competitive media. If you're part of a competitive political party, you're either arrested or killed. I mean, this is a one-party state. You know, so this is why we're promoting democracy. Yeah, right. Anyway, they shut down news agencies. You know, they complain about Russia and things of that nature, or a closed society, whatnot. You know, no, Ukraine's the closed society, really badly. I mean, because again, if you're on the wrong side, they kill you. Again, that's what I talked about yesterday. But the other thing is to see that woman say, "No, I'm sorry, what I did was wrong." You know, because I think about that. Because if I, for example, point out that if you go over the last 100+ years, the country that has started more wars, killed more foreign civilians than all other countries combined is the U.S., that is not a very flattering statement about my country, the country I live in. That, you know, you could say it's unpatriotic. No, I want to expose the truth. I call out, just like that gentleman did. You know, Daniel Hale pointed out the truth about what our country did. That's, you know, John Kiriakou did when he pointed out that the U.S. government tortures by policy coming down from the top, as in the president. And it continues. That's why we're persecuting Julian Assange, who's not an American at all, and it's been done in a British prison. So, we keep our hands clean, but we're the ones that are doing it. That's why, you persecute Mr. Manning, and things of that nature. And so that's why this woman has to apologize. This is the, do you think the U.S. will be any different as time goes on? Will it get worse? And this is what my kids will live in. Will they have the courage to say, no, I'm sorry, when my country's wrong, I'll point it out? Will they have the courage to say, when somebody says, no, this is what we want to do, but as a follower of Christ, I must do that, whatever it is? Will they have the courage to do that? Will they have the courage to do that when the institutional church says one thing and Christ says another? Will they have the courage to do that? I want to encourage them. I want to train them to do that. I want to bless my family. I want to point them to Christ. I want to tell them while I'm walking around, walking down the road with them. But it seems, my wife says, no. Oh, and this letter did arrive from the state of Tennessee that I'm supposed to, and I didn't. This other letter arrived from the state of Tennessee that I'm supposed to. This is one of these things where, they have the little thing here. Blue thing, sign here, saying that I want to contest. And my concern is, this basically is a formal request for a court hearing. I don't want to do this, but obviously they're after me and I have to stop it. Because, it's this eating habit. So I'm doing the appeal to Caesar, which I hate doing. But I'm afraid of the ripple effect. Because as you see, even though my wife clearly doesn't have, when I write, I love you, I love you, I love you, it's because I love her. Obviously, it's not reciprocated. And what happens to Walter and Zadok? Gloria Jane and Susanna and George, and Julia, and Charlotte and James. What happens when they find out that their mom, their grandmother, did this? My lady, my wife, work with me to make this process better for everyone involved. Please. I love you and I want you back.